वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of June 1974 in Germany.
Thank you very much. I am so too.
Recently, you have published one booklet. It is written by one scientist.
Yes.
My student. The scientific basis of Krishna consciousness.
It's translated in German too.
Huh?
It's translated.
Yes.
In German too.
This is just I received a sample.
Fine.
This is Gottes Essexemplar.
Das Essexemplar. Who is the author? Svarupa Damodara Dasa.
He's my disciple.
Oh, yes. From India.
Yes, he's in Kali.
Hmm.
His description is there in the last page. His photograph. Let's
oh, yes, I see. Vaishnava, Manipur.
He is MS from Buffalo University and he is PhD chemistry from California. And he graduated himself from Guwahati University. Very learned scholar.
Yes, I see.
You are coming from?
Near Passau. There are, I think, 500 kilometers from here with train, yes. I'm coming yesterday in the evening to Frankfurt. In the morning I came to here.
You can stay here, but...
Yeah, tomorrow, till tomorrow.
Yes,
yes, thank you very much. I am Benediction monk in a monastery.
Mm. You are Roman Catholic?
Yes, Roman Catholic. But I follow the Eastern Rite of the Greek Orthodox Church. In our monastery we have the two rites, the Roman Rite, Roman Catholic, and also the customs of life as like the Greek Orthodox monks. And also I have the rosary.
Like us.
To, yes, and continue also, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Also, I repeat, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, Lord Jesus Christ.
You know Greek language?
Yes, I know.
So, you know the word Christo?
Yes, Christ.
Christo means Christ.
Yeah, Christ, Chrysam, Christos, who is Christ by oil.
Anointed.
Huh? Yeah, anointed. Yeah, anointed. Christos, Christ, means anointed. It's the same word. The same word. The same.
Saint.
The same word.
The same word, by the way.
The same word. Yeah, Christo and Christos in Greek. It's the same word. Anointed.
I see. So Christo is the broken version of Krishna.
Very good.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Because in India, still, when calling for Krishna, one says Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And Krishna means the attractor. Mm-hmm. Sanskrit meaning. Attractor.
Attractor.
One yes. Draws.
Draws, yes.
Draws everyone near.
Mm-hmm.
That is the meaning of Krishna. And that unattractive drawer
yes.
is God.
Yes. I think so too.
Therefore, God's name is Christo.
Yes.
So when Christ said that my Father, the Lord, hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
That name is Christo or Krishna.
Yes.
How do you think of it?
Yes, I think the Christ, Christus hat uns den, als Sohn Gottes, den Namen Gottes geoffenbart, aber wir können Gott Vater nennen, aber wenn wir Gott mit den eigentlichen Namen anrufen müssen, wollen, müssen wir Christus sagen.
He said that Jesus has, as a son of God, has revealed the name of God.
Yes.
And his opinion is then we call the name of God, the name of God is
Christ.
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 Well, the name of God is Christ.
Yes.
That Christ is another form of pronouncing Christo.
Yes.
And Christo is another form of pronouncing Krishna.
Yes.
Therefore, God's name is Krishna.
Yes.
So, Christ says to glorify the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody says in Christian that there is no name of God. Why?
We have a name of God.
Yes.
Yes.
What is that?
We talk God Father.
Father.
Our Father.
Just like your son may call you Father.
Yes.
But you have got a name also. Mr. Such and Such.
Yes.
My son, your son, everyone's son calls his father Father.
Yes.
But his father has a name also.
Yes.
Similarly, God is the general name, but still he has got a particular name. And that name is Krishna. And that is accepted by Jesus. Jesus the Christ, or Jesus the Son of Christ or Krishna. And he identified himself as the Son of God.
Mm.
Therefore, the name of God is either you call Christo or Krishna or Christo. It doesn't matter. The name of God is Krishna or Krishna.
Yes. When we can speak of a name of God, of a...
He says when we speak of a real name of God, that is Christos.
Yes.
In this
Christos means Krishna.
Yeah. This Christos means Krishna.
Yeah. Because the name is of God. We know the name of God only by revelation. By revelation,
yes,
of the Son of God, because the Son of God is also God.
Yes.
We have the three personality, God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And the Son has revealed the name of Father, and his name is who has revealed is Christus, Christ. And also we can as a name only take Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
So it doesn't matter, Krishna or Christ, the name is there. And we are recommending, according to Vedic scripture, that in this age, one should simply chant the holy name of God.
Yes.
We are chanting there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Rama and Krishna, they are the name of God.
Mm.
And Hara is the energy of God.
Yes.
So we are chanting Krishna or God along with his energy.
Yes.
He has got two energies, spiritual energy and material energy.
Yes.
So at the present moment, we are under the jurisdiction of material energy. So we are praying to Krishna, kindly transfer me from the service of material energy to the service of spiritual energy.
Mm.
This is our whole pleasure. Hare Krishna movement means all the energy of God and O God, Krishna, please engage me in your service. Because our constitutional position is to give service. Somehow or other, we have been put in the service of the material energy. So this service can be transferred to the spiritual energy. Then our life is successful. That is our philosophy, bhakti marga, bhakti yoga. Sarvapadhi vidin muktam. Here we are giving service as Hindu, as Muslim, as Christian, as Jain, as this or that. These are designation. Designation. When we become free of the designation and then serve God, that is called bhakti or devotion. Because we are manufactured, Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, this religion, that religion. But when this religion will be without designation, I am neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian, but I am servitor of God. And that is pure religion.
What is it?
That is pure religion.
Pure religion. Yes, I see.
Yes. So pure religion means bhakti.
Mukti, yes.
Bhakti.
Bhakti, yes, I see.
So, bhakti means mukti is included. Without bhakti, there is no mukti. Therefore, when one is on the platform of bhakti, he has already attained mukti.
Yes, I see.
That is said in the Bhagavad Gita, find out. Mancha abhyavicharini bhakti yogena ja sevate. Mancha abhyavicharini. Mancha.
Mancha.
I think, yes.
Mancha yogyavicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samati yaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Translation.
German translation will help you.
Yes. Wer sich völlig im hingebungsvollen Dienen beschäftigt und niemals fehlt, transzendiert augenblicklich die Erscheinungsweisen der materiellen Natur und erreicht somit die Ebene des Brahman.
Welcher Gesang?
14. Kapitel, Vers 26.
14, 26,
yes. Brahman?
Brahman is not Krishna.
Brahman is not Krishna.
Brahma. Yes, he is Parabrahma.
Parabrahma.
Brahma is realized in three angles of vision. Impersonal Brahma.
Yeah, impersonal Brahma, yes, I see.
And localized Brahma. Paramatma. In the heart.
Yeah.
And personal Brahma.
Yeah,
Krishna is the supreme Brahma. Because ultimately God is person.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdate. The exact Sanskrit word is Vadanti Tat Tattavidas Tatyam. The absolute truth is described by the person who knows the absolute truth in three ways. Brahmeti, the impersonal Brahma. Paramatmeti, the localized Paramatma. And Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate feature of God, full with all six opulences, the richest, the strongest, the most famous, the most wise, the most renowned, and most beautiful. These are the six features of the Personality of God. He is being absolute. His name is not different from Him.
Mm.
The name and the form and the quality of God, they are all absolute. Therefore, chanting His name means associating with God. So when one associates with God, gradually he becomes godly. And when he is fully purified, then he becomes associate of God.
But we can understand the name of God only in a limited way.
No. God has unlimited potencies, and therefore he has got unlimited names.
Yes. But we are limited.
We are limited.
Yes.
But God is not limited.
Yes.
Unlimited.
Yes.
And because he is unlimited, therefore he has got unlimited names.
Yes.
Not one or two, but unlimited names. There is a Sanskrit book, Ashtottara Sahasra. There are 1,008 names of God. So 1,008 is also limited. But because we are limited, the God's names are given to us as far as we can understand. Otherwise, he has got unlimited potencies, unlimited names, and each and every name is God, because he is absolute.
Why do you send your disciples in these Christian countries to preach the love of God?
Yeah.
When the gospel of Jesus Christ is also preaching the love of God.
But if you don't mind, I can say that the Christians are not obeying the orders of God.
Yes.
Do you agree or not?
I agree.
Then where is love? If you disobey the orders of God, then where is your love?
Yes.
Therefore, we have come here to teach them to love God.
Yes.
If you love me, you cannot disobey me.
Yes.
And if you disobey me, that love is not real.
That means that Christianity has to change their customs, or the Christianity, Roman Catholics or Protestants, must return to the source, must return to the source.
You can sit on the chair. Not only Christianity, everywhere, the people now do not love God, but they love dog. Therefore, this movement is equal. Everything of God. Not the Christians there only to be accused, but Hindus, Muslims, everyone. They simply stamp, but no obedience to God.
Can you see exactly the points where Christians are not obedient?
First point is that your commandment is thou shalt not kill, and you are maintaining regularly slaughterhouse. The first commandment is disobeyed. Do you agree or not? By fraud, the animals are being kept or being killed.
I personally agree.
That's it.
I personally agree.
Therefore, actually, if Christians are lovers, they must stop immediately this animal killing.
And you think it's a principal point?
But if you miss one point, if you commit mistake in calculation in one point, the more you make calculation and add and subtract, it is all mistake. Just like in the bank, they daily make a trial balance. And if there is one mistake anywhere,
the trial
balance does not come.
Mm, I understand.
This is called ardha-kukkutinne. If you, I will explain, ardha-kukkutinne means there is logic of accepting half of the chicken. The hen is giving egg.
Yes.
And by the backside, by the rectum, and eating by the mouth. So one man is considering that this mouthpiece is expensive, because I have to give to eat, better cut it. So if the mouth is cut,
then there will be no egg, because it's a dead body. So this is not good logic. That the expensive portion may be cut and the profitable portion may be kept. This kind of interpretation will not be helpful. If we accept the whole, this side and that side, then business will go on. The first commandment is, thou shall not kill.
Yes.
But they are killing. The first point is disobedient. Then where is love of God? Why they understand like that? That is means that Lord Christ was not sufficiently educated to use the right word, murder. Does it mean so? There are two words, killing and murder.
Yes.
Murder is especially meant for the human being. So, do you think the Christ was not learned enough to use the word murder instead of killing? Killing means any kind of killing, especially animal killing. Otherwise, he should have frankly, openly used the word, thou shalt not murder. Even if it is meant like that, that does it mean that he was preaching amongst the murderers? They are very first-class men. They are all murderers. Therefore, the injunction. This kind of interpretation does not appeal to us.
Thou shalt not kill is found in the Old Testament.
I do not know many testaments, but I see in the Ten Commandments these words are there.
Yes.
And then if you want to support it by many testaments, that is of course your business. But we take the direct meaning, thou shalt not kill. The Christians should not kill. Interpretation you can give in your own way to support your business. But we see openly, right? If we can understand openly, there is no need of interpretation. Why should we interpret? Interpretation is required when things are not clear. Oh. Here it is clear. Thou shalt not kill. Plain advice. Why should we interpret?
Eat vegetables. Is it not killing plants?
Vegetable killing and animal killing is the same?
It's not the same.
Huh?
Not the same.
Huh?
But human killing and animal killing is also not the same.
Hmm. So, how we are not killing? Our Vaishnava philosophy, we do not kill even vegetables. Because our Krishna says, mind of this verse, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajachat. Patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajachat. Tadaham asnami bhaktya bhuritam. So we offer Krishna. Krishna wants, give me this foodstuff.
Yes.
So we offer the foodstuff to Krishna and we take it. Therefore, if for killing this patram puspam, there is sin, there is Krishna's sin, not my sin. But Krishna, God, apapu vidyam, sinful reaction cannot take place to him. Apapu vidyam, papa means sinful. Just like the sun is powerful, it can absorb urine, but you cannot drink urine. The injunction is, Tejasang Nadusai. One is very powerful, just like a king. He orders, kill this man, murder, becomes murder, regular, chapter. But he is not under the law being hanged, because he is very powerful. But an ordinary man, he becomes murder, he will be hanged. When there is fight, the commander in chief says, you kill them. And the soldier kills and he gets gold medal. But the same soldier, when he kills a single person at home, he's hanged. Therefore, this injunction, patram puspam phalam toyam, this vegetable give me, I shall eat, and you take the prasadam. So we are not sinful.
And Krishna cannot give the same permission for animals?
Yes, the animal kingdom, in the nature's way, just like the grass is the food of the cow.
Yes.
And the cow is the food for man, but not for civilized man, religious man, the crude man.
The perfect human being is this guy. Samodhamavatidikha, Arjavat. Killing of animals,
yes,
and chant Christ's name.
Yeah.
Then it will be perfect. I have not come to teach you, but to request you that your Christian religion prohibits this and encourages chanting of name of the Lord. So you kindly do it, that's all. We are also chanting Christ or Krishna, the same thing. So let us join together,
yes,
and chant. If you have got objection to chant Krishna, you chant Christ,
yes,
or Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Nam Kari Bhula Nijasarva Shakti Stata Tida Niyamitas Bharani Nakara. He says that God has got many multi names. Any one of them, chant, because each and every name has the same potency as God the person. Because His name and He, there is no difference. And if we become designated less, if we give up the status, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, and simply chant God's name, then we become on the spiritual plane, without any discrimination, that here is Hindu, here is Muslim, here is Christian, here is white, here is black. We are preaching that human form of life is meant for God realization or to learn how to love God.
Yes,
that is real business of human being.
Yes, I agree.
So either do it as a Christian or as a Muslim or as a Hindu, it doesn't matter. But do this business. And you are practically doing them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is our business. We always keep the chanting bead just like you are keeping.
Yes.
Yeah. Chant, that's all. Everyone should do that. Where is the heart? If everyone takes this chanting, you are Christian, you are taken. Why not other Christians? They also can take. Chant. There is no loss. By chanting, there is no loss, but there is good gain. So why should we miss this opportunity of chanting? They are cats and dogs, they cannot chant. We have got human tongue, we can chant. There is no loss, but there is great gain. Now these young boys, they are always chanting. It is only practice. It is training. These young boys and girls, they could go and have so many things frivolously. But now, they have given up everything. They don't eat meat, egg, fish, no intoxication up to drinking tea or smoking. No gambling, no illicit sex, and chanting. If you can cooperate, then we can go to the church and chant Christ, Christ, Christo, 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 or Christo, Christo. Is there any objection?
No.
Then it should be allowed. Instead of keeping the churches locked up. No, we are talking with you. You are a representative of Christian faith. So, instead of keeping the churches locked up, why not give it us? We shall chant 24 hours. Actually, this is fact. Many places we have purchased churches. And before our purchasing, the church was practically locked up. Nobody was going. And because nobody was going, therefore it was available for purchase. In London I have seen hundreds and thousands of churches are locked up, or they are being used for different purposes. There are many hundreds and thousands of churches, but they are not going on. So this experience, the Los Angeles, we purchased one church. So,
It was sold because people are not coming. Now you go through the same church and the same man, they are coming by thousands. And one Christian priest in Boston, he issued one leaflet that these boys are our boys. Before accepting this movement, they are never coming to the church, they never inquired about God. And now they are mad after God. How it has happened? Yesterday the inquiry was why the Americans and the Germans taking to this point.
And how is it come and expanded so quickly?
No, no. The answer I gave, you do not remember.
Because they are intelligent.
Any intelligent man will understand what is religion, what is God in 5 minutes. It doesn't require even 5 hours, in 5 minutes. But we do not want to understand. That is religion. Yes?
Then to understand God is not a question of intelligence, but it's a question of humility.
Yes. The humble and meek shall go to the kingdom of God. Is it not? It is Bible statement. So nowadays the rascal philosophy has spread that everyone is God. And therefore nobody is humble and meek. If everyone thinks that he is God, then why should he be humble and meek? They are being educated how to become humble and meek. In the temple to God, or to the spiritual master, the God's representative, they offer always respect by offering obeisance. That is humble and meek. That being very easily progress. You see? Only on account of this humbleness and meekness. Even on the road, if they see me, they immediately fall down, land. Never mind, there is dust. This very qualification is pushing them towards spiritual realities. In the Vedic scripture it is said, jasya devi para bhakti jatha devi tatha guru tasya ete kathita arthya pratashanti mahatmana. Then jasya, anyone who has got unflinching faith in God and is represented in the spiritual master, to him only the purport of the scriptures become revealed. But just like special respect and ordinary respect. This is instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should offer respect even to a person who has no respect. Amanina Mahanada, you should not expect any respect for yourself, but you should give respect to others. I think those who are Christian priests, they should cooperate with this movement, chant the name of Christ or Krishna, and stop animal killing. This is according to Bible. This is not according to my philosophy. They are Christians. Simply let them do it and see how the situation is.